Right, well, joining me now is the FC Halifax Town boss, Jim Harvey. And Jim, I mean, what a run your team has been on. When you took over, you're in the relegation places, there were a lot of uncertainty. You're now out of there. How much does that mean, first of all?
Oh, yeah. I think it means an awful lot. It's really, when you think of sport, you know, it's all about confidence. And when you look at yourself and you're at the bottom of the table and you're maybe 10 or 12 points adrift and, you know, you're not winning games, it's very hard to go out and perform. But with the results we've had recently and the climb sort of up out of the bottom four and to catch that group and now get yourselves up out of there, this all adds to the confidence of the players and it's going to help them to perform and to continue, you know, the good run of form that they're showing at the moment.
I was going to say, when you look at the defence aspect of the side as well, when you took over, it was 35 goals in 10 games that had been conceded beforehand. Since then, it really has been the case the defence are just a bit like a brick wall at the minute.
Well, yes, you've just hit it right on the nail on the head there. That was the main problem, the goals that we were conceding. And we just had to put a stop to that. And, thankfully, we were able to stop that flow of goals and even pick up a couple of clean sheets recently, which is, again, very encouraging and it helps to improve the confidence.
And when you look at the results which you've been picked up, it really is a case that home or away, you're not only getting the result, but the performances have been of a very high standard as well.
Well, they're improving. I'll certainly say that. From when we started off, yes, there's no doubt that there is a huge improvement in performances. There's still For me, there's still a lot of room to improve, but we're certainly going in the right direction.
And when you look at it, there's one player who I pick out. I know a lot of the team have done well, but it's Nicky Rowe, who was on loan from Notts County. Is there an update on his situation?
No, not just yet. They just appointed a new manager yesterday. No doubt he'll have to have a look at his whole squad and see what he wants to do. We would like to extend Nicky's time with us onto a long-term loan if the new manager would agree to that. So we'll just have to wait and see what his plans are for Nicky.
And when you look at it, it really has been a case, not just Nicky, I mean the whole squad, the performances have been good and a lot of the players are just doing the right things at the minute.
Well, that's it, really. And I must say, when we took over at first, there really didn't look to be a great bunch of players at all. You know, the performances were suggesting that they were very poor. But, now we've got them organised, all of a sudden they're starting to, as I say, grow in confidence, put good performances in. And individually and collectively now, they are looking like a proper unit. They're all working well together. And then the individuals within that group are starting to shine and come through. And, you know, the performances are improving from the team and the individuals, which is, you know, really encouraging for everybody.
And for yourself, obviously, you first of all joined as an assistant. You then became the interim manager. You've got it now on a full-time basis. Just how much does it mean that you've got that security now? You know that the long-term vision is in your hands.
Security and football, those two phrases don't normally go together. It's I'm delighted. I love this sort of work. You know, obviously, I've been in football all my life, and I love the opportunity again of getting involved and sort of being the manager and running the team. And at the moment, of course, when you're winning and things are going well, it's great, and everybody loves it, and it's comfortable. So at the moment, the job is to keep this team up. If we can finish fifth from bottom, that's our target. So until this season's over and we're safe, you know, we'll just keep focusing on that and keep our feet on the ground and just keep working away until, as I say, everybody's happy and we can survive this season. Then we'll talk about the future after that.
I was going to say, that's the main phrase, isn't it? To keep the players' feet on the ground. Because you go on Twitter after the run of results, some are saying, why can't we make the playoffs? And obviously right now, you know, a couple of losses, you'll be back in the relegation zone.
Exactly. You know, it's but that's just a reflection of supporters, you know, from where they've come from just recently, where, you know, they've had a terrible run of results and performances, and everybody's feeling really depressed and as low as you can feel. And what's wonderful what a few wins can do for you, and it encourages that sort of conversation. But no, the truth is, we're not. We very much focusing on avoiding relegation, and that's as far as we would like to go at the moment.
And when you look at it, the next game is in the FA Trophy. Do you feel that that's maybe a little bit of a distraction from the league, or are you just relishing being in two competitions?
Well, no, it is a distraction, and it's a good distraction, and where the players are growing in confidence. Now, here's a competition that it would be really nice to do well in. I think with the form coming at the right time for us, the confidence is growing, and the fact that we're starting to get clean sheets is always very encouraging when you go into a cup competition. And the other aspect is that we're scoring goals. So no matter what sort of level you're at, if you've got a team that are capable of scoring goals, you're always going to be a threat. Now, recently we've played teams who have been up in the top 6 and 8 of the league and have been doing very well. Now, we fared extremely well against them. We've got good results against them. And so in a cup situation, in a one-off situation, we would fancy our chances against anybody. And as I say, the pressure of the league is gone for the day. And we can go out, as we are, full of confidence and look forward to whoever. Well, on Saturday it's Barrow. So we will look forward to playing them, and we'll see how we fare against them, and then we can talk about if we are fortunate enough to get through about the next round. But it's a competition that we certainly look forward to.
And when you look at it, since you've took over, actually, FC Halifax Town haven't had a game where they've not scored. So it has been a good case that your strikers and your midfield really have delivered for you.
It is very much the case. You know, it's this football thing. It is a team game. And, too often people forget this. So for the forward to score, we've got to stay in the game, and the defenders have got to do their job. And then having done their job, we're given the opportunity back to the forwards to go and get us a lead. And in between, then you've got the midfielders doing both supporting and defending. So it really is a team effort. And that's not even to mention the people off the pitch here on the sidelines with all the coaching and preparation, etc. So it's a team effort. And at the moment, at Halifax, we've got everybody working and everybody doing a good job. So it's a collective success for the group of the staff and the players and everybody at the club, because I'll mention the supporters, because the noise that they're making for us at the moment is excellent. And certainly on Saturday, we had, I think it was around about 400 people travel to Macclesfield. But the noise and the encouragement that they're giving to the players is excellent. And it all helps us to go and get the results that we're after.
And it's a good little cycle, isn't it? Because if you keep winning, the fans will keep turning up to games, making plenty of noise, which in turn encourages the players to keep on putting the performances in.
That's exactly how it works. And that's exactly what was happening now at Halifax. So, as I said, there are good days there for everybody at the moment.
And just when you look at the squad, is there a particular area where you feel needs strengthening in terms of number, or are you quite happy while the window's open?
Well, you've got to be happy with the results and performances that the boys are putting in. And at the moment, I think, with regards to numbers, I think we're fairly healthy. But I think you'll find that, not only me, but any manager that you would talk to, he'll always be looking to improve the squad and add one or two to it. And from that point of view, I wouldn't be any different. I'd always be on the lookout to see if there's somebody around the corner who might be a little bit better than what we have at the moment. But I must, before I go any further, I must say that I'm absolutely delighted with the way the boys have been responding and the performances they're putting in at the moment. And just long may it continue, because I do believe there's a lot more still to come from them.
And obviously, just when you took over, in terms of, obviously, the confidence has grown because of the wins, but is there anything you particularly changed from what was happening before in terms of training? Or is it just a case you've given everyone a fresh start, the wins have come and the confidence is now there?
Well, obviously, there's a little bit more to it than that, but not an awful lot more. It's a case of, look, these boys are talented in certain areas of the game of football. Now, it is getting them to do what they're capable of doing, no more, no less. And if you get that across the board and everybody's comfortable with the job that they're asked to do, then perhaps we've got a chance of coming together collectively. And that's what's happened. Identifying what these boys are capable of offering, not demanding or expecting too much, but demanding the effort and commitment, which the team are full of. But just keep it basic and simple in their mind so they understand the job and the role. And now we've got a group who understand what it is they're trying to do individually and collectively, and that's happening. So that's making the process for them much easier. Everybody's responded to it. And then when you have a group that are all working together, then that combines to make a good team performance. And with the performances, the results are coming in, and confidence is growing, individuals are feeling happy, and then the net result is you start to win games.
And so, Jim, then finally, just looking at the aims towards the end of the season, right now, is it just a case you take a good cup run and staying in the league?
Well, very much so. Yeah. Goodness me. A month ago, we would have snapped your hand off for that, so it's no different today. That is the task. And, you know, if the boys do better than that, great. But, you know, the focus is certainly that, you know, to avoid relegation, to stay up out of those bottom four places. And if we have any luck in the cup, well, great. That'll be a bonus.